The COVID pandemic has been tough on everyone in agriculture, but at least they were not subject to isolation and lockdowns, since they mostly work outside. And of course, agriculture, food production is essential. The work must go on. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Mae Columber is a farm advisor for UC Cooperative Extension Fresno County. She handles tree nuts.
You know, I mean, I was lucky to have the type of position where no matter how bad it was, we could still be out in the field, you know, still outside meeting with people, talking about farming. So from that point of view, I felt like last year my work was a lot the same. But then, you know, I mean, with a lot of the other things that I do, I serve on a lot of committees and, you know, university obligations and things like that. It's been all Zoom.
That's Mae Columber. In more news, the number one disease in walnuts continues to be walnut blight. Joe Grant is the research director for the California Walnut Board.
More so in the north than in the south, but it's a problem for the entire industry. You know, we've got one active ingredient that we've been using for 80 years to control that disease. We're continue to look for new tools to use or new ways to use the old tools, to stay kind of a step ahead of that pest. It's also why we have the breeding program beginning to look for whether it's possible or not to breed new varieties that have some resistance to walnut blight. And there's some promise there, we think.
Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.